If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Deuteronomy 15:6, for the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none.
He also went to Deuteronomy. That scored for the good governor, but when you got a $14.3 trillion debt, it's kind of late for that message to have a strong impact.
Believer, non-believer, no differences. We all say. So that's my number one commitment.
The church that survives is the one that proclaims Jesus, not the pastor, not the megastar, not the latest entertainment craze, but that constantly focuses back on the cross.
Moms in Ohio love Issues Etc.
Well, this isn't the first time that Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has permitted something like this to happen. Abortion laws restricting late-term abortions in Missouri. Sitting on his desk, the question is, will he veto them? He certainly could, even though they passed rather handily, but he doesn't. And Missouri continues apace in being one of the leading states in regulating and restricting the practice of abortion on demand. We're going to talk about new late-term abortion laws in Missouri with Pam Fichter of Missouri Right to Life for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. It's the 14th of July. After our conversation with Pam, we're going to spend some time with Bobby Ross Jr. of GetReligion.org. The media coverage of the tragic story of a man falling while trying to catch a baseball at the Ranger Stadium sometime back. Part of it centered around the reaction of All-Star Josh Hamilton to, he's the one who actually tossed the ball, to this story. And he said some things about God having a plan and of a spiritual nature. We'll see how the media covered that. We'll also talk a little bit with Bobby Ross Jr. about Illinois' new civil union law, Catholic charities, adoption, and foster care. After that, Pastor Matt Harrison, the 13th president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be our guest. 1 year ago yesterday was his election as the new president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll get his thoughts on that one-year anniversary, and then a little bit later, we'll play his acceptance speech from the 64th regular convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that he gave 1 year ago yesterday, and get some of my thoughts. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Pam Fichter is president of Missouri Right to Life and a regular guest. Pam, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Great to join you.
What exactly is now illegal with regard to late-term abortion in the state of Missouri?
Well, what has happened with the two bills that the governor has allowed to become law is that abortions after 20 weeks gestation will be illegal, except when the continuation of the pregnancy creates a serious risk of substantial and irreversible physical impairment of a major bodily function of the pregnant mother.
Is that a step forward from health of the mother or something like that?
It's a giant step forward. The current reading interpretation of health of the mother is basically anything the mother wants it to be. So this language raises the bar considerably on that health exception.
Why is it, do you think, that not only today but about a year ago, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon permitted, by simply letting the bill sit on his desk long enough, for such bills to become law?
Well, I think he is basically dealing with the political reality today. We have a very strong bipartisan pro-life majority in the Missouri legislature. And it would probably be very difficult for a veto to be upheld. So I think he's just reacting to the political reality that we've had, and that's thanks to the Missouri voters that, you know, that they will send to Jefferson City a pro-life majority, and we see the importance of doing that when we have legislation such as this.
This law, or this set of laws allowed to become law now in Missouri, also carry with them specific penalties for violation. What are they?
Well, the penalties for the violation, you know, they are felonies, and so this is going to be quite a deterrent. And we'll see how the abortion industry reacts to this and, you know, how they pursue it. We anticipate that they, you know, that they will challenge it, so we'll have to see how they move forward with it. But, you know, you have to have a little teeth in it in order to make it meaningful.
How do you respond to abortion proponents who often say, look, you're wasting the governor's time, you're wasting the voters' time, you're wasting the legislature's time, because so few of these late-term abortions are actually performed. They're very rare. How would you respond?
Well, we really don't know how many late-term abortions are performed in Missouri. The latest statistics from the Missouri Department of Health says that there are 77 for sure that are done 20 weeks beyond, that there's about 27, I think it is, unknown, but there's close to 400 that are lumped within the category of 17 to 21. So, I mean, it could be that we're talking about a couple of hundred, but, you know, frankly, it's not the numbers. Each life is valuable. Each life is worth saving. And, you know, just for one life, we would do this. But we're not going to look at it by the numbers. We're going to look at it on how we can protect unborn children, and whether that's a small number or a large number, it's definitely worth doing.
Are we also depending on those who perform the abortions to report this vital information about the abortion?
Well, this is, you know, we have to set up the standards, and we're not in charge of enforcing it, but there are definitely enforcing arms out there. And it's, you know, if they're going to break the law, then certainly they run the risk of being caught breaking the law. So, you know, it's the ball's in their court. They have a law now that sets standards that they have to adhere to. And certainly that if they break the law, we certainly hope that that's found out and that they are held accountable for that.
Some would say, why work around the margin, Pam? Why regulate and restrict when we should be working to simply overturn the legality of abortion, period?
Well, we have to play the cards we're dealt, and we certainly do look for the day when we are able to overturn Roe v. Wade and send this decision back to the states, and then let each state battle this and ban abortion state by state. But we're not in that reality right now. We still have the law of the land is Roe v. Wade, and it's legalized abortion on demand. So what we can do to save as many lives and protect as many mothers as possible is to regulate the abortion industry, require them to give the pregnant mother as much information as possible, and with the technology, that amount of information increases every year, and to do as much as we can to protect unborn children and their mothers. So, you know, at this point, we're just in a situation where we're going to do everything we can do until the time comes when we can overturn this tragic piece of court decision.
Is Missouri leading the way with regard to this kind of regulation?
Well, you know, I think all of the states are energized right now. Missouri certainly has led the way and has been a bellwether state on this issue for quite a while. But we see tremendous things happening across the country. Pro-life legislators are really revving up their efforts, and we see just monumental, wonderful legislation passing across the country. And I think a lot of that is in response to the most anti-life administration in our country's history. And it really has energized the pro-life people. And you have that anti-life administration coupled with a rising number of pro-life state legislatures. And so I think that we have the team in place in so many of our states to pass good legislation, and they're really energized to do it.
Can we say that these kind of laws, in Missouri's case, have had an effect on what we'll call, for lack of a better term, the bottom line, the total number of abortions per year performed in the state?
Well, certainly we can see it in the abortion statistics. The abortions performed in Missouri for the last reporting period that we have is half of what it was at its peak about 15 years ago. And so we certainly see the numbers of abortions falling considerably. And I think that's due in large part to the legislation that has been passed in Missouri.
Finally, then, with about 30 seconds, Pam, how big a victory is this for the pro-life movement in Missouri?
Every victory for pro-life is a victory. Every big victory, every victory for life is a wonderful, wonderful response from our legislators. It's a wonderful response to the Lord's call for us to protect the little ones. And, we know where the victory really is on this. We're just doing His work, but it is a great victory.
Pam Fichter is president of Missouri Right to Life. We'll post a link to Missouri Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. When you get there, click Listen on Demand. Pam, thanks for being our guest.
My privilege. Thank you so much.
When we come back on this Thursday afternoon, Bobby Ross Jr. is going to join us from GetReligion.org. We're going to talk about a story in the sports media that also has, well, maybe it has, a religious angle to it and how the media has covered that religious angle. The tragic story of a father reaching out for a ball tossed to him by All-Star Josh Hamilton of the Rangers. Well, he reached too far, he fell, and shortly afterward, he died right there in the ambulance. Of course, Josh Hamilton had something to say to the press. We'll find out what it is and the religious angle on that story, how the media has covered it. And then we'll also talk about media coverage of Illinois' new civil union law, Catholic Charities, foster care, and adoption with Bobby Ross Jr. After that, Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will join us live. We're going to be talking with him on the occasion of, well, one day off. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of his election as the new president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll get his thoughts on 1 year out. And then, just for old time's sake, we'll be playing his acceptance speech at the 64th Regular Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that he delivered July 13th, 2010, 1 year ago yesterday. I'm Todd Wilkin. More of Issues Etc. after this.
You can call it what you like. I call it life. I call it life. I prayed for things.
After more than 20 years, we thought we'd bring you some fresh new ideas for Raging Rivers Water Park. Try this. Raging Rivers, home of the awesome wave pool. Not bad. Raging Rivers does have an awesome wave pool. But what about the endless river, body flume, swamp hole, treehouse harbor, itty bitty surf city, and more? How about Raging Rivers? It's closer than you think. Well, it is just a short scenic drive from anywhere in the Metro St. Louis area. What else? Raging Rivers, affordable fun in the sun. Raging Rivers, the family fun destination. Raging Rivers, a great place for teens. Raging Rivers, open daily on the Great River Road in Grafton, Illinois. You know, these are all wonderful, but they just don't capture the essence of Raging Rivers. The thrills, the relaxation, the absolute ultimate water park experience. Guess there's only one way to say it. Raging Rivers, it's cool when it's hot.
Raging Rivers, it's cool when it's hot.
Save $3 off the regular admission price with coupons available at your Schnucks.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feitinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
In 1968, Bob Edson perfected the sauce of his dreams. He called it Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce because it tastes great on everything. Country Bob's also has a line of specialty sauces like All-Purpose Spicy, Honey Habanero, or Apple Chipotle, if you like it hot. You can find Country Bob's all-purpose sauce at your local grocery store or log on to CountryBob's.com and find out more, like a Country Bob's cookbook or recipes on their blog. No matter what you're grilling or cooking, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.